Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
We shouting, Jimmy, for the Hurricanes?
Yes, we are.
All right. I'm down for that, man. We got action. One week from Wednesday. I mean, if I said to you after, what was it, they lost to, was it Louisville first and then?
Yep.
What SMU. Was the second loss? SMU.
Yeah.
If I said to you,
no, I would have never thought.
Yeah, that they're going to the college football playoffs, and not only going, but they're going to advance to the next round.
No, no way in hell. I thought Texas A&M was going to beat them. Like, so I have to admit, I never thought they would make it to the second round of anything.
You know, a buddy of mine texted me. Barry Jackson tweeted, "This is really interesting." Barry Jackson says, "Kudos to Carson Beck for suggesting to UM offensive coordinator Shannon Dawson at halftime that he should run up the middle more." Because that was the changing point in the game. Dawson today said, "I could have done better play calling looking back at it. Carson felt running right at them was a good way to attack them in the second half and said we're pushing them around the middle. Ultimately, running right at them was the right way to go. I'm not always patient. It's easy to get impatient and start trying to throw the ball on the yard on a day that it wasn't working like that. What we had going for us that they didn't is we could run the football. Carson's input was awesome." Sounds like Dawson would have continued with the cutesy stuff that wasn't really working.
It's insane.
Yeah,
it's insane because I'm watching the game and my buddy George is yelling in the first half, "What are we doing? He's like, run it up the A gap, run it up the A gap." The whole time he's yelling that. And then you come out and you're doing the double reverse and Malachi Toney is trying to throw passes. And it's like, why? Why are you doing that? They put Malachi Toney in the Wildcat too. And then instead of just having him run up right up the middle, they have him kind of running out to the sideline, and it's like, why? Just run up the middle. It's so obvious, man. So obvious.
I am a Cane now, so y'all can run me off all you want to. I'm on the bandwagon. Y'all can't kick me off. We're moving already.
I don't know.
Yeah, we're moving. Train's moving hard. I'm already on it. I got my seat. I already ordered my food. I got a wine on the way. Leave me alone. When they ran the ball straight at people, like Florida State game. Remember Florida State when they just kept running right. They kept running right behind, right, and everybody got mad at that. And no, why do we just keep running up the middle? Why do we just keep banging our head against the wall, da, 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 da. Then they opened it up later in the season, and I'm like, okay, this is what I thought, you know, Dawson was going to do. This is what I know he's capable of doing. The story of Cristobal turning it over to Dawson and all of that stuff, which is wonderful. I didn't have any problem in the first half when they were trying to get some things going, trying to get explosive plays. Once you figure out that I'm just tougher than you and I could whoop your ass for a couple right. plays in a row, are you upset? To your point, Salon, I'm not calling you out. I'm calling out everybody that was mad in the Florida State game, that was mad in the Louisville game when they were running the ball early down by 14, who was mad that we've structured our team to whoop somebody's ass and we want to just whoop somebody. And it bit you in the butt some of those games where you can't score 40 points running the ball like that. But in the second half, and I don't know, like you said, the first time I heard about this report with Carson Beck, if my quarterback walks up to me and say, coach, I'm the quarterback, I want to get drafted, I want big numbers, I want to throw for four touchdowns, I can be selfish. Our offensive line can whoop their ass for 5 yards of play if we want to. How about we try that a couple times? And for Shannon Dawson to look Carson Beck back in the eye and say, you know what? Let's try that. And watch that second half. Boring football, Hawk. I know you hate a game. That's a 10-7 game. I know that's not what football, you know, football is not exciting to watch that. But that's when I came on early in the show and I was like, boy, they got after their ass. Because that's the type of football when you take the other team's soul. Texas A&M, if they're asked to play the Canes tomorrow, their entire defensive line is going to say, no, coach, I'm fine. I'm going to go home and hang with my mom for a couple days. They don't want that anymore.
Which I don't love watching that style of football, but I was getting incensed in the first half because they were showing some success, and then finally it got there in the second half. But, yeah, kudos to Carson Beck. And it's Mario's type of football. I'm surprised that Mario didn't go to Shannon Dawson and say, hey, I got an idea here. Have you looked at the trenches? Look at our fellas. They're chomping at the bit.
It's kind of like us when we're talking about third down efficiency and then somebody brings up what's an open-faced sandwich and we all get excited because, now we can talk about what we really want to talk about. This is the fun stuff. Mario saw that and said, now we can play Mario football.
This is what I want. Yeah.
It's what he wants, and it's what he built his team around is to whoop somebody's ass. Solana, to your point, Mario didn't build his team to run wildcat reverses, triple reverse passes. He built his team to physically dominate another grown man in front of his parents, and they physically dominated Texas A&M in front of their entire fan base for, 2.5 quarters, I'll say.
Yeah, but that adjustment shouldn't have taken until halftime is my only point. I'm not here to rain on the parade today. I think Mario Cristobal deserves a ton of respect. I told you guys in the first segment, like, I consider this season wildly successful. He won a playoff game. Like, kudos to him. But that continues to be the one thing he can't get right, which is in-game adjustments. The obvious thing that you need to do shouldn't take your quarterback to look at the offensive coordinator and say, hey, you know, they can't match up with us on the inside of the line, right? Like, are you guys not looking at what I'm looking at?
But isn't that for the OC to determine?
Both, though. Like, you're the head coach. It is on the OC. But also, you're the head coach if you're noticing a mismatch, a clear mismatch. And by the way, coming into the game, all we heard from Don Bailey Jr., everybody we talked about this game with, was, hey, their pass rush is very good, but Miami, with their offensive line, should be able to move them. And they keep trying to go on the outside. That's where they had the advantage, if there was one. Miami had the advantage in the middle, and it was clear as day for an idiot like me from the first drive. Why did it take two quarters for them to say, yeah, why don't we give it to our workhorse, who probably would have had 280 yards in the game had they been giving it to him the entire time?
But they adjusted. I remember in the Louisville game, because, you know, I'm a fan, so I watch every snap. But, no, I remember in the Louisville game when they kept trying to run the ball at Louisville's front, and those guys were getting tackles for loss over and over again, and they kept trying to bang it because our strength is here. We're going to wear them down, and they just couldn't. And then they got down by too much in that game and had to, like, to your point, adjust too late. Solana, I don't think you're saying why did it take the halftime. I don't think going into halftime, coming out in the second half and physically dominating a team, I don't think that's too late. I think that's good coaching.
Right. Bengals did it yesterday to the Dolphins.
I think that was good coaching when they the simplistic point is very simple of saying, oh, we just need to run the ball up the middle. Like, that's an easy way to say it. They had to schematically go in there, figure out how they're going to run, what runs they want to run, the inside zone. They're more of an outside zone team. But it was none of that. They were like, listen, let's run straight down here. They weren't faking. They weren't RPOing. They were just going to, like I say, beat up somebody. We're going to go have a physical fight here in these trenches for a couple quarters and see how they deal with it. And Texas A&M couldn't deal with it. I love a good first and 10, second and 4, third and 1, first down, second and 6, third and 2, first down. It's boring football, but a lot of people don't like to play that style. And you saw Texas A&M couldn't deal with it.
Jimmy, do you have the Joe DeJoseph bad joke of the day open?
Yes, I do.
All right, let's hear that.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
On the Hawk and Crowder Show, we know funny. Without further ado, the Joe DeJoseph's bad joke of the day. Read by Mark Hawkman.
I don't know if you guys knew this. The CEO of IKEA has just been appointed the Prime Minister of Sweden. He's currently assembling his cabinet. Because, you know, you buy the cabinets at IKEA and then you assemble them.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
I used to teach origami. I gave it up. Too much paperwork. You know, it's been suggested that dogs bark up to 350 times a day. Of course, that's just a rough estimate.
I like that one.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah.
My kids refuse to eat leftover tacos for dinner, so my wife asked me to throw them out. I did. Now what do I do with the tacos?
Oh, the kid.
The kid.
Yeah, throw out the kids.
All right, let's do headlines here with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by our friends at Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
The Miami Dolphins currently hold the number 10 overall selection in the NFL draft. Barry Jackson, a very detailed breakdown, but the Dolphins could break, could go down to as low as 7 if everything breaks their way, but that would also entail losing. They could also be as high as, I believe he said, 13, but they're 10 right now.
All right.
So 7 to 13, about where they usually are.
Yeah, I don't feel like they're a 10th pick in the draft away, so it's going to be a problem.
Nobody's a first pick in the draft away. We have a lot of work to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Just ask Tennessee.
Yeah. We got Cam. Y'all ass is going 2-15.
Yeah. But I think I'd rather be Tennessee right now than at the very least.
Like I said to Perk, like most teams, you understand what the trajectory is. This one is so confusing, this Dolphins team. You could make a case for – because if you are going to keep Mike McDaniel, then they're not going to make wholesale changes. You're not going to start over with your head coach in his fourth season or fifth season, whatever it is. But if you're going to go out and get a new GM and you're going to get a new quarterback and you're going to get a new coach, well, then you're kind of starting over.
I'd rather start over than, like Perk said, which I hate the way he put it. This roster, as we sit here today, this coaching staff is a 5-7 win team. It's exactly where we're going to end this season.
But
if we come back next season and run it back, we're going to win 7 games at the most.
But what if I told you a new head coach and a new quarterback, can they make that 5-7 win team a 10 win or 11 win team? Are you a coach and a quarterback away? Because that's the real decision.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, you have to find that quarterback. Maybe it's Malik Willis. I don't know if you watched him on Saturday night. But, like, honestly, are you a coach and a quarterback away?
No. No.
I think you are. I think you're more a GM away from picking the right coach and from picking the right quarterback. Look at the Denver Broncos. Like I'll continue to look at them now as almost a blueprint. And sure, some things went their way with Bo Nix. He's been playing very well, but they brought in a general a head coach. They have a one philosophy, which is we're going to be monsters on the defensive end. And they built up through the draft properly. And in 2 years, they're the number one seed in the AFC. That's all it took. 2 years from this Dolphins team laying 70 on their ass. 2 years later, even though yesterday they got blown out by the Jaguars, doesn't really help my case, but my point still stands. They won 12 games. They're going to be the number one team in the AFC 2 years later. That's all it took.
I'll use them as an example. So you said, and we're knowing that everyone listening knows that Denver is on a pace to set the NFL record in sacks. They're a top three defense in every category. Bo Nix and Sean Payton come to the Dolphins with the same exact roster, and we switch them out for McDaniels and Tua. We're 12-3 right now because we have Sean Payton and Bo Nix. I don't think so, Solana.
Well,
that's what I'm answering. I said if it's a head coach, if it's quarterback coach, I don't think just a quarterback and coach can fix this entire thing.
Somebody puts on the chat though. Forget the Broncos. Look at the Bears. The Bears are the exact same team.
Yes.
That Matt Eberflus had. They went out and got Ben Johnson. They are a division leading team.
But they had the number one overall pick. They're like,
I think
it's a little different. They had the number
Say that again?
They had the number one overall selection. And I mean, no,
you're saying when they got Caleb?
Right, but still, they still had the number one overall pick.
Eberflus had him. Yeah. In other words, this season, the only difference between the Bears last season and this season, for all intents and purposes, is Ben Johnson.
Yeah, I'm with you, and I think obviously he's a good head coach, but the difference between a rookie quarterback and a second-year quarterback,
fair
to me, is a massive deal. Like, right now, we're looking at Cam Ward and the Tennessee Titans saying, man, they stink. Cam hasn't looked that impressive. And the leap to next year, another year in the NFL under his belt with a better play caller, the Titans could be, have that same type of ascension into, at the very least, playoff contenders.
I think the Bears is a great one. I believe the Patriots is a good team to look at with Drake and Vrabel.
Yeah.
And even Cam Ward, with getting rid of their coach and seeing what he does that second year. Cam Ward, we know, can play. He won the damn Heisman. He was the first pick of the draft. We knew Drake May can play. We knew Caleb Williams could play, the first pick of the drafts. We need a quarterback that can play and a coach that can coach. So, yeah, if you can do – so if we want to put the Bears, we want to put the Patriots, we want to put those into the equation, it makes sense. Are we going to find a Caleb and Ben Johnson next year? Are we going to find a Vrabel and a Drake
next
year?
That's the problem. Yeah.
That's the hard part. So, yes, Hawk, we're a quarterback and a coach away. How damn hard is it? Name the guy out there that is Vrabel and Drake, that Johnson and Williams. That's a hard combination to come by in one offseason.
What you need is a philosophy change. Let's be real here. Like, all the teams we're talking about are physical teams. And sure, they have the quarterback. But you look at what Vrabel did with New England. He did the same thing. He took Mike Mayo's team, or what was his name? Not Mike Mayo.
Yeah, Mike Mayo from
I want to say
South Florida.
Mike Mayo and then OJ Mayo. And neither of those.
He's here with that GM boy.
Neither of those are the correct Mayos. But he took the Mayonnaise's team. And literally, did you guys watch them last night? I know Lamar got hurt, but did you watch them in the fourth quarter? I'm thinking to myself, bro, that team is going to haunt us for a decade. But they're just physical. Mm-hmm. Like, they play the right way, and they're a physical team on the defensive and offensive line. Like, that's all it is. That's what the Bears are doing. They're just kicking people's asses up front, and Caleb has to make smart plays. They didn't even look good, Hawk, in that game. They got a couple lucky bounces.
Stop it.
They didn't look great. They got lucky that the what's his name, Cobb, right, botched the onside kick. They would have lost that game to Malik Willis.
Did you see the dime
the
that
dot.
Caleb Williams threw?
He threw a
not dot. Only on fourth down in the top right corner of the end zone, but then in overtime. Yeah. Like, those were a couple of dots.
Whooping, philosophy change, whatever you want to say. You name the team, I'm going to name a nasty group of humans. They don't have to be the most talented. But to your point, the Bears, they don't have to play the best game. But they're going to whoop your ass in the run game, and they're going to play tough in all the way. Mike Vrabel stuff, that Dan Campbell stuff. Watching, what was it last night? The Lions and who the hell beat them?
Our guy. Chargers.
Steelers.
The Steelers. Bro, the Steelers-Lions game, like, how in the hell can Mike Tomlin compete every single year, no matter who his quarterback is, no matter who his cornerbacks are, no matter who his receivers are? Because he's going to have a physical team that whoops ass. The Mike McDaniel thing was cute, fellas. No one plays that style happy. Oh, the players are going to run themselves around the locker room with foosball and damn papa shot. It doesn't work. It's cute for a little bit. We need to start whooping people's asses. The Canes did it to Texas A&M. We see what good football is. I don't know why we pull the wool over our eyes for the Dolphins. It's cute. It's not winnable. It's not sustainable.
You saw that Tomlin stat? 19 seasons now as head coach. 19 winning seasons.
Crazy. That's why I thought it was laughable.
My wife asked me last night. She was like, how does he keep just winning every year? Because they had some stat up during the game. I was like, I don't know. He's good at what he does. Like, there's no answer to this. Yeah.
That's why when you guys were saying, hey, they're going to want a regime change because the standard there is Super Bowl. Like, I'm with you. But, I mean, can you imagine 19 consecutive years of making the playoffs?
They were literally chanting. The fans were chanting, fire Tomlin.
Well, guess what?
During this season.
They're all idiots. They're all everyone in Pittsburgh is
an
idiot.
You say that because you're a Dolphins fan.
Yeah.
If you're a Steelers fan – and you keep going nowhere in the playoffs, you're frustrated and you're saying, hey, this isn't good enough. We need someone to get us over the hump. I'm telling you, you're just looking at it through the Dolphins prism, which is we would love to have winning season after winning season and get to the playoffs.
Well, they should look at it from the Dolphins prism as well, because if you're getting rid of a coach who's given you 19 consecutive winning seasons.
Well, then you should look at the Heat through the Cleveland Cavaliers prism instead of the Heat prism. All right, give us more headlines so that we have enough time this hour to talk football and Heat.
We're a Dallas Cowboys tier. Dolphins and Dallas Cowboys. If they can get to the playoffs, they're not going to win anything. At least they're making it to the playoffs, so they're happy. Once they start going to the Super Bowl, then they're going to want to win the Super Bowl.
Sure.
The Cowboys, Bills back in there. Like, you have to move the bar as a fan, or you're not a fan.
I mean, are you happy that the Heat got to the playoffs last season?
No, of course not.
Were you happy with the outcome in the playoffs?
But I'll just tell you, Hawk, I'd rather be the team that makes the playoffs consistently, like the Miami Heat.
That has had
success.
But that's not
in the
satisfying
last 20 years.
After a while.
Oh, no,
just
no.
Making the
not.
Playoffs is not satisfying after a while.
No. It's not. But at the very least, your organization has structure, it has stability, it has promise. You can look at Mike Tomlin and say, hey, I know that if my general manager can find the right guy next to this head coach, he'll put my guys in the best chance to win, which is how I feel about Eric Spoelstra and the Miami Heat. But I'd rather that than what we have here, which is your starting quarterback gets benched. They bring in the other guy. The head coach seems squirrely on the entire decision. You don't know what's going to happen next
question,
week.
Though. Which one would you rather have? Obviously, you'd rather have consistent winning. Yeah. But when you're having consistent winning, but it doesn't get you anywhere, again, you're just looking at it from a different standpoint. If you're rooting for the Steelers every year, and every year you know they're an easy out in the playoffs, then it's like, well, what are we? They're on the same hamster wheel. Their hamster wheel is on the third floor of the building. We're in the basement, but we're both running on hamster wheels.
Yeah. Yesterday, there were reports that the Dolphins offered Cincinnati 4 first-round picks back in 2020, prior to the draft, for the opportunity to select Joe Burrow. And I don't know what you guys made of it yesterday when that report came
out. I thought it was very convenient when they have absolutely told you that Tua is a bust now. Like, they've acknowledged Tua is a bust. He's on the bench. He's third string. He's not going to play this season. Very coincidental that somehow it gets leaked to Adam Schefter that they were really trying hard to get Joe Burrow. I just thought it was very coincidental.
Yeah, it's full of crap.
But are they trying to make a play here at Joe Burrow, who seems to be very disinterested in playing in Cincinnati? Like, is this what was this the Dolphins?
I love it.
Was this somebody from Stephen Ross's camp saying, hey, Burrow, we liked it before. We'd be willing to throw whatever we possibly can to bring you here now. Or was this the Dolphins saving face? Somebody from internally the team saying, yeah, we didn't even really want Tua. We wanted the other guy.
No, I mean, it's saving face, but that doesn't mean that they're not very interested in Joe Burrow. You'd have to be crazy not to be interested in Joe Burrow.
Stephen Ross invited Tom Brady, who was retired, onto his damn boat to talk to him. You don't think he could leak a report to somebody to say, I like Joe Burrow a lot?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, they didn't. They know they're done with Tua. Do we want to start over? Do we think that we can trade up? I wouldn't even trade up for Mendoza, whatever the hell his name is. Is there another Joe Burrow in the world? Maybe,
get
but I don't know.
Joe Burrow.
Let me go get Joe Burrow.
I think it would be great if they built a secret tunnel under the field yesterday. And while Joe Burrow was in the huddle, all of a sudden, you saw Stephen Ross and Champ Kelly's heads pop out of the turf. Hey, buddy.
Poke out.
Hey, pal.
Like a cartoon.
Yeah.
Hey, you look good up there, bro. This feels nice, ain't it?
Just happened to be walking underneath these underfield tunnels. Hey, pal.
You know how many relationships were made when somebody was crying about their prior relationship?
Yeah.
When Joe was upset, why not swoop in and put your arm around him?
Best time to close the deal.
Oh, you don't want to play football anymore? How about playing football in South Florida with every week? You like Waddle? We'll get you 3 Waddles. We'll get you 6 Waddles. Come on over here, big man.
Your weather in South Florida, partly cloudy. Tonight, the lows are going to drop into the mid-70s. That is brought to you by our friends at Chill Zone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Visit chillzoneac.com.
All right, we have to do 15 minutes of heat, and we'll talk more. What are you showing me, Crowder?
I don't know what paper.
Well, where do you normally look to find out?
On the text thread. I don't know where my phone is.
All right. Well, let's have you do.
I would love to tell them some positive outcomes.
Do tootsies. Okay. We got to do 15 minutes of heat. We want to talk more Canes, Texas A&M, Ohio State. And before you know it, we'll be at the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour and have to figure out what Funky Buddha is doing for Sunday's game against Tampa. What's going to be the menu item for Tampa? I bet a Cuban sandwich.
I was just going to say, yeah, Cuban with the mustard, sandwich. Though. You got to go mustard on the sandwich.
Right, you have to do it Tampa style. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
So we'll find out. I'll take a little text to Chef Jeff, see what he has to say. We'll take a break here, though. We'll come back with more Hockman, Crowder, and Solana.
Once upon a time on Hock, Crowder, and Solana.
Solana, how'd you hurt your butt?
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Hear from Chef Jeff what the menu item will be for the Dolphins Bucks game on Sunday against Tampa. I'm guessing it's going to be a Cuban sandwich, which there's been plenty of debate over the years. Who owns the Cuban sandwich, Tampa or Miami?
We'll have to find out. Let's do 15 minutes of heat. We're going to be bringing that back now. 15 minutes of heat on WQAM is also sponsored by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, their lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. You have a big open for 15 minutes of heat, Jimmy?
Yes, I do.
All right, fire that off.
Ladies and gentlemen, stand up and make some noise for 15 minutes of heat.
So, and I know Solana and Heat fans are smarting. What did we say? They've lost 7 of 8, 8 of their last 10. Yeah. So Ira Winderman has in the Sun Sentinel, in his Ask Ira column, it's essentially the question, are the Heat in the midst of a malaise or are they just simply a mediocre team? And what Ira writes is, you know what Sunday night showed, last night they lost, that the Heat are not as good as the Knicks, just as the NBA Cup loss in Orlando showed that the Heat are not as good as the Magic. They just aren't, at least not now. That is something you grow into. The problem is that if you lose at home to Sacramento and Toronto, then you find yourself in a less than optimal position when you go up against better competition. The Heat are very much mid-pack at the moment. That means this week, winning at home against Toronto, which is tomorrow, and Indiana, and competing in Atlanta, because if you don't, then the following week, you're up against the Nuggets, the Pistons, and the Timberwolves. That's like any other mediocre team, which is you got to beat the teams that you're capable of beating because you're going to lose to the teams that are better than you. And the only time that you get in a really bad spot is if you lose to teams that you should be beating. And I think everyone kind of agrees with that on the Heat. We had a nice little run where, hey, are they a top three team in the East? It's starting to settle a little bit. It doesn't feel like they are right now. So the way that you maintain being a middle of the pack team, 4, 5, 6, what are they, 7 seed right now, Solana? I think they're a 7 seed.
Yeah, I mean, the difference between the 3 and like the 9 is nothing.
A game or two, yeah.
But, I mean, they're 15 and 14. Like, they're
right. They're the exact definition of a middle of the pack yeah. team because they're a game over 500. So you got to beat the teams that you're capable of beating, which starts really, you know, tomorrow night.
And that, there was a run where they were scoring because we got used to them scoring 120, 130. Then they had that run when they were scoring like 96, 107, 108, 116, 111, and they were losing all those games. And that pace of play stuff, like we've talked about it, when you watch them, if they're hitting there, it's almost hit or miss. Where that's an easy thing to say, basketball is a hit or miss league, but when you're shooting and have that many possessions and you're missing more of the shots in those possessions, the good teams are going to hit more because their players are more talented. I know, Solana, you hate that take. Our players aren't as good as the other players. Like, you put all the stats in front of me you want. I've watched the games. There are other teams that have better players than we do.
Yeah, like last night, no joke, you played well enough to beat the Knicks. Miami hasn't been a good three-point shooting team. It's funny because we're all so enamored with their offense, but they were never necessarily a great offensive team. Weren't taking enough threes, weren't making enough threes. Last night, they did. And guess what? Jalen Brunson beat you with 3 minutes to go. It was a two-point game with 3 minutes to go. And the Knicks are a better team right now. There's no doubt about it. But that's not the same case as a lot of the games they lost. The Raptors a week ago, the Mavericks, a lot of the games, the Orlando Magic, they didn't play well enough to win, offensively especially.
It's funny that Ira tweeted out today that tomorrow against the Raptors is a must-ish win game for the Heat. I mean, come on, Ira, let's settle down a little bit. But he calls it a must-ish win game for the Heat. Toronto listing RJ Barrett out, Jacob Poeltl out. No Heat injury report just yet for tomorrow. But let's not get carried away here, Ira.
RJ Barrett missed the game a week ago in Miami. And guess what? The Heat were held to whatever it was, 98 points, the lowest they had scored all season.
I mean, Toronto's not a bad team. Toronto's exactly who the Heat are, right? They're just kind of a middle-of-the-pack team.
Yeah, but Toronto scored 81 points against the Brooklyn Nets last night. Like, I mean, I really like the Raptors. Remember, Crowder, I was telling you I was buying the Raptors a couple weeks ago?
How about your Sabres?
6-0 in the last six.
Talk about buying a team.
I jumped in on the Sabres before anybody else, and I got ridiculed on this show, and they've gone on a six-game win streak and fired their general manager in the midst of it all. I mean,
so
who
funny.
Knows ball? Who knows puck?
We got a tweet from Appel. Appel tweeted us. Someone tweeted at Paul Bissonnette and said, "Hey, Biz, I think we need to ask about his 0.0% chance that the Sabres make the playoffs. Don't look now. That's six in a row, and the boys are having some fun. People are starting to buy the Sabres."
Oh, goodness.
And no longer in last place in the Atlantic Division, by the way. Second.
Ooh, Hard Rock Bet.
Second
just
to
did
last
a,
place.
Hard Rock Bet just did a graphic. The last time each NFL team made the playoffs. Like, I don't think people around, made the playoffs. I thought it was won a playoff game.
Yeah. Made the playoffs was 2 years ago.
Yeah, 2023.
Back to back.
Yeah.
Who knew that was the end of that was the window closing?
You couldn't have told me that was the window closing. I won't
you
lie
knew that
to
was
you.
The window closing, Solana? I know you weren't a huge fan of two, but you thought the window was closed at that point?
You guys don't remember how that loss to Kansas City felt, where we were saying this was the year. Second year of Tyreek Hill.
It was so cold, though. It was so cold.
Right, but I mean, you traded for Bradley Chubb.
I can't lay it on the poltergeist. It's so cold. It's so cold. Walk into the light.
You traded for Bradley Chubb. Like, you went all in. That was the year. That was the year. And then everybody got hurt. McDaniel leaves Bradley Chubb in, down 55 points in Baltimore. He goes down. JP goes down again. Like, that was it. That was the year that you were going to win a
can't
playoff.
Can't argue it. The window did indeed close.
I guess Tua's decline was when I thought, because I never thought, I always said Tua's the top. I thought we would have a top 10 Tua for the next 8-9 years.
That's what I thought.
Then we figure out the other pieces. I never thought Tua would be terrible. Tua's terrible right now.
Like, literally. Terrible. All right, 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up next. We'll get caught up on headlines.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
There's some beautiful women, though, that are furries.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.